What's your favorite possession? Do you have a few things that just mean the world to you? Things you don't think you could live without? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. The Gospels record the story of a rich young ruler who ran and knelt before Jesus asking, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus, knowing his heart, responded, "Go sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." Disheartened, the young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. So how about you? Our time here on earth is fleeting, and at the end of our days, we won't carry any treasures with us. In fact, the things that mean the most to us now will someday belong to somebody else. That's why the Bible warns us to focus our attention on the things of heaven, not of earth. God supplies a surplus of wealth to Christians for one reason: to provide for the needs of others, not for our self-indulgence. True wealth comes from giving it away. The Apostle Paul defines the reason for having wealth as meeting the needs of the saints. He said, "You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God." You see, God allows wealth so His people can give. And giving is the foundation of a life of selfless devotion to others. One day, we'll stand before God and give an account of what we've done with His resources. May we live in such a way to hear Jesus say, "Well done." Now, if you have questions about your finances or need someone to pray with, just call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976.